Die Groot Breakfast. Saam met Ruben en Jen. Weeksoggende 6 tot 9. Net hier op Groot FM 90.5.
En nou, ons gaan nou kyk of ons Billy Hugo vinnig op die Zoom call kan in die hande kry. Om te hoor of hulle daar is. Good morning, are you guys there?
We're here.
There we go.
Yes, we are.
Right, I've got them. Yeah. The ladies and gentlemen, all the way from... I'm not sure where exactly you are at the moment. Where are you at the moment?
Oh, in Joburg.
In Josie. Right, still based in Josie at the moment. That is brilliant. Now, Ballyhoo is a South African musical group who charted pretty much from 1981, 19 weeks on the charts that you guys spent with Man on the Moon. What an amazing privilege. And it was, I mean, you guys formed in 1974 already. I mean, it's been years that you guys have been in the industry.
Yeah, it's a long time ago, but we're still going strong. Ruben.
Great, man. Let's go all the way back to the 70s. How did it all start for you guys?
In Ireland. All started in Ireland.
Was
it? We came out here, Ruben, to do a six-month gig in Durban, and we're still here.
Unbelievable. And I mean, if you take us through some of the biggest moments for the band those years, take us through some of the biggest moments for you guys.
I think the biggest one was Loftus.
Yeah.
We did a show at Loftus with Exile, and there was about, I think, 60,000 people.
And yeah.
It was unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable.
And also the name Ballyhoo. Who chose the name?
That was my name, Ruben. In Ireland, I was born in Ballydryne, and... Bally means the homeland of your family. And I thought, well, we're Irish. So I was looking everywhere in the dictionary and I came across Ballyhoo. And I thought it's perfect. It's advance loud publicity. So I thought that sounds good. So we went with that.
Yeah, and a very striking name, I should actually say, and I should add to that. But then, I mean, A Man on the Moon, that is the one song we mentioned earlier. I mean, Jennifer also says, sorry, Jennifer's my co-host. She's also here this morning. She'll chat to you now. But I think the song Man on the Moon, I don't think there's any person that has not heard that song or doesn't know that song, especially the hook line of the song. It's an unbelievably great song. Came out in 1981, if I'm correct. So who wrote the song?
Yeah, originally it was written by Ati, and can you hear me?
Yes, you've got you, I've got you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was written by Ati and Ati van Wyk and Shane, the drummer, Australian boy, our drummer at the time. Yeah, and actually it was recorded in 1980, actually.
Right.
We put it out, I think it was in end of September 1980, but it was a hit for the Christmas period over 1980 into 81, you know. Yeah, it was a massive song. It's like you say, I think we sometimes have to do it twice a night still.
Now, I have to ask, though, when you first actually wrote it, did you expect the song to become such a major hit?
Yes.
Wow.
I did. When we finished in the studio, I felt very strong about it, yeah.
Well, we had high hopes. But until we were playing in Durban at the time, and we got a call from a manager saying, "Your song's at number one," and that was just unbelievable.
Yeah,
there was a party that night.
I wish I had pictures. I wish I had pictures or even video material of that night. I can imagine it was a major, major party. But anyway, you guys, you two took a break and then you phoned back again. But we're going to get to that right after this. So, Blaine Advice, we're going to get to you further.
Die Groot Breakfast op Groot FM 90.5.
En is nou vir ons regtig joyous. Joyful, joyous, wat ook al die woord is. Absolute musical legends. Ballyhoo, wat is mee gesels. And guys, let me just tell you, I mean, when was it that you guys took a break from the music scene? When did that happen?
Never.
Right, so you've been together, you've been geeking all this time.
Well, Yeah, basically, you know, and but, you know, we slowed down quite a bit. And then obviously with the COVID thing, it hit the nail on the head there with that. But yeah, so basically the whole idea is to get out and tour again.
Yeah.
You know, something we haven't done for quite a while, is get out and play gigs. We're going to be in your areas on the 6th of August. Can I say that?
Yes. Yeah, more than welcome.
Yeah, we're going to be at the Diplo Hunt.
Yes.
On the 6th of August. We're going to be performing there, so we'd like to see everybody there. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That'll be awesome. So let's talk about the band and how the band has changed and how's the band looking now. Has there been any changes to the band and the lineup?
Up till a little while back, we had a guitarist called Ashley Brokenshaw. He's been very ill. So Ralph, who I don't think you've spoken to yet, Ralph actually was with the band on the Man the Moon days, so it was way back from then.
Yes.
So I contacted Ralph, and we got together, all of us, and basically we recorded that new song. I don't know if you've got the song yet, there, yes. Ruben.
Yeah, we do. I actually want to talk about that now, because it's called Walk in the Room. Firstly, my first question is, was it to rhyme with Man on the Moon? Walk in the Room and Man on the Moon. Was that the reason for the title?
Yes, that's the idea I came up with. I'm blaming it.
That's funny. So who wrote the song and what is it all about?
Yeah, it was actually written by a lady called Jackie DeShannon way back, I think it was 61 or 62.
Right.
Way before all of our time. We had been playing the song at some gigs, and basically we just wanted to do our own version of it. Hmm. So, yeah, that's how that came about. But there's going to be more stuff, Ruben, coming from the band. You know, this was just an opener because we're back up and running. We've got our social media platform going. And I'd like to say, if you want to get hold of Ballyhoo,
yes,
it'll be Facebook. Will be at Ballyhoo, South Africa. Instagram is at Ballyhoo_SA. For bookings, you can contact Louis at musicprofile.co.za. Yeah, so I hope everybody took that in.
Yeah. Luckily, we're going to podcast this afterwards. So if anybody missed it, we will have that available digitally afterwards. But now let's talk about the arrangement of the song. Because, I mean, Walk in the Room, obviously the arrangement, huge guitars and major harmonies on the arrangement.
Yep. Ruben, I must say I was privileged to produce the song. Fergie had done a version of it and came to me with that version. And what I tried to do was take Ballyhoo back to what I remember them,
yes,
as, because I saw Ballyhoo when I was at school. Not to make these guys feel bad about their ages, but I'm the youngster.
Yeah.
So
that was when you were in detention, man.
That's right. So anyway, what Ballyhoo reminded me of at that, what they meant to me was harmonies, and that's,
yes,
that's the way we approached this song, and you know, this is the result, and I'm extremely happy with the way it's come out.
Absolutely.
And sorry to stop you, Ruben. Another very interesting thing is the lead vocal in the song. If you listen carefully, and if the listeners take note, it's actually split between the two singers in the band, which of course are Derek and Fergie. It's not only sung by one person.
Right. So, I did not notice that.
Yeah, I just thought that's an interesting thing for people to listen out for, you know.
Yeah. And let's talk about the sound. Did you try and maintain the 70s 80s sound on the track as well, because it comes through very very strongly for me.
Yeah. I actually do think so. Wanted to get it a little bit rawer, a little bit rougher than what the demo was, and to try and give it like a bit of a vintage kind of flavor, because the instrumentation in it is extremely sparse. There's a couple of guitars, two guitars, bass and vocals, and of course drums. And there's a little bit of keyboards in the middle section. That's it.
Yeah,
you know, and we try to focus on the vocals
and everything. Live instruments, no MIDI tracks.
The drummer was an extremely helpful MIDI person.
Right.
But
okay.
other than that, it's all live. Yes.
Everything live. So, guys, thank you so much for taking the time to chat. We're going to play the song now. Where is the song available to download?
Well, Ruben, we just have to hold five on that. We're busy. We've got a new social media company, so right. Basically, that's all. That'll be up soon. People will know soon. We'll post it all over.
Awesome.
But at the moment, not. It's not. So
okay. So it's coming soon. But I'm going to chat to Louis so he can let us know so we can drop down the link as soon as it's available for download so we can get that song going.
Thanks. Great. That's great.
Thank you. Ruben, thank you very much. Unfortunately, I've got somebody else on my phone coming in here for another interview. I don't want to be rude, but
no worries.
Thanks very much, and I hope to see you guys soon.
Yeah, likewise. I'm going to see you guys at that performance as soon as you guys are in Pretoria. Thank you so much for your time. We're going to play the song now. Have a great time. We'll chat to you soon again.
Thanks, Ruben.
Cheers, guys. Cheers, man. Bye. Bye. Alright, so daar het jy dit, Ballyhoo, en hulle is weer terug met 'n lekker liedjie. Nou luister 'n bietjie hierna. Groot harmonie, groot gitare. Regtig goed genoeg. Ek het nog nie self opgelet dat hulle twee vocals, die lead vocals gesplit het nie. Ek het nog nie gehoor nie. So ek gaan myself so daarna luister. Maar hier is hy, Splinter van Ballyhoo. Die liedjie se naam is Walk in the Room, hy klink so.
I can feel a new expression on my face.
Die Groot Breakfast. Saam met Ruben en Jen, weeksoggende 6 tot 9, net hier op Groot FM 90.5.